here we are tonight, knowing with all of the problems in the world, all of the challenges that we face in the nation, you know, everything that is going on, you may be facing things in your own life, maybe health issues, financial issues, you know, just dissension issues, whatever they may be. But in all of the challenges and everything that's going on, you only need one word. And that's what I want to give you tonight. Because you only need one word. For your victory, you only need one word. For your miracle, you only need one word. For your breakthrough, you only need one word. And I want to give you one word tonight. But I'm going to read some verses of Scripture from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1. Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, reading from verse 26 through verse 38. It says, "Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, 'Rejoice, highly favored one, for the Lord is with you, and blessed are you among women.' But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God.'" How many of you realize that if you're just kind of sitting in your house and all of a sudden an angel appears, it's going to be a different night? Amen? It's going to be a different night. And quite normally, she was struck with fear. So the angel says, "Do not be afraid." Then in verse 31, "And behold, you will conceive in your womb and will bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. And now indeed Elizabeth, your relative," who actually was her cousin, "has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren." Here's a tremendous statement. "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Sometimes you might need to just rise up in your house, in your day, in your life, and make a declaration, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." Hallelujah. Listen, we need to make faith declarations that if God is for us, who can be against us? Sometimes you just need to declare it in the midst of all your trouble, all of your challenges. Just declare it, that with God, nothing will be impossible. Because remember, you only need one word. That's it. You only need one word. What is that one word? Well, I'm going to give it to you, but you already know what it is. Then in verse 38, Mary says, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. I want to just submit a couple of thoughts to you tonight before we come to the table of communion. First thought I want to submit to you is this incredible truth, that when God moves, miracles happen. When God moves, and we are reading a story that in the darkest time of the history of Israel, that they went for 400 years with no prophet of God speaking the word of God to them, then all of a sudden, God begins to move. And an angel, the Bible says his name was Gabriel, one of two archangels in the angelic hosts. If you go to the book of Revelation, the Bible says that the angels are innumerable, that they are thousands and thousands and multiplied by tens of thousands. They are innumerable. But there are only two archangels, meaning they are of high rank, of high order. And the angel Gabriel appears to Mary with a prophetic word. Because when God moves, miracles explode. Now consider just some miracles of this angelic appearance. What happened just in this time that I just read from verse 26 to verse 38. First of all, God sends the archangel with the word. That's miracle number one. An angelic appearance. A supernatural angelic appearance. That was miracle number one. Miracle number two is that Mary would supernaturally conceive. In response to the angel's word, Mary said, "I know not a man." Sort of like some of you young ladies might say, "I don't even have a boyfriend." You know, she was making a declaration, "I don't know a man." Even though she was betrothed, which was a legal marriage, but it wasn't a fulfilled, consummated marriage. That was in Jewish culture. A word from God, "You will supernaturally conceive in your womb." The angelic word. When God moves, miracles happen. Here's the third thing. Christ will establish his kingdom forever. We can look around at the world and realize with all of the turmoil, all of the war, all of the dissension, all of the hatred that is existing in the world in which we live, in the midst of all of that, there's coming a day, my friend, when the kingdom of Christ is going to be established, and it will be established forever. It will last forever. It's a miracle of God, because when God moves, miracles explode. Praise the name of Jesus. Here's the fourth thing. Elizabeth conceived John the Baptist in old age. The Bible says that she was barren. She was way past childbearing age. And she also had conceived seed. Not supernaturally, because she was a married woman. She had a husband. And she received conception. She conceived. She had seed in her womb that produced John the Baptist, who would be, of course, the cousin of Christ. When God moves, miracles explode. If these things can happen in such a short period of time, what can God do in your life and in my life when Christ is supreme? When we are dedicated to Jesus and we acknowledge His Lordship and we are committed to Christ as born again Christians. Because when God moves, miracles explode. And God works according to His divine plan. That's why I love to quote Jeremiah 29:11. "I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to bless you, prosper you, and to give you an expected end." Hallelujah. Because God has a plan. The book of Proverbs says that the plans of man may fail, but the plan of the Lord will endure forever. Man, I love that word. Because His plan never fails. When God moves, miracles explode. Here's another thought. When God executes His word, it's unstoppable. Now, Mary responded to the angelic announcement when she said in verse 38, "Let it be unto me according to your word." and the angel departed. When she received that word, the angel's work was done. And he departed. The angel departed. When God executes his word, it's unstoppable. Romans 9:28, it says this. It says, the Lord will execute his word on the earth thoroughly and quickly. He will execute it. He will execute it upon the earth. Thoroughly and quickly will he execute it. Thank God that he will execute his word. And it will happen fast. See what happened in this story that we read and that narrates the Christmas story. God was executing his word because the prophets of God in the Old Testament had declared it centuries prior that he was coming. There's going to be one born whose kingdom will know no end. There's going to be one born and the government will be upon his shoulder. There's going to be one born who will be greater than Moses, greater than Solomon, greater than any other person. There's going to be one born who will take away the sin of the world. There's going to be one born who will be called the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Righteousness. The prophetic word was spoken hundreds of years before. They knew he was coming. They knew he was coming. And when God executes his word, it's unstoppable. Now, what happens when God executes his word in your life and in my life? Think about it. Miracles explode. The plan and purpose of God is unstoppable. Thank God that he has called us into this partnership together. Thank God that because of Jesus Christ, the Bible says that we are heirs of God. If you are a born again child of God, if you are a Christian, my friend, if you are not, you can receive Jesus Christ right here, right now, tonight. And your life will never, ever, ever be the same again. Because when Jesus comes in and he takes over. He becomes the ruler. He gives us eternal life. And he blesses us, prospers us, uses us, advances us in his plan and his purpose. And thank God that he does it. Because he executes his word. And when his word is executed, it is unstoppable. Thank God. Thank God. So this Christmas, in the midst of all of the challenges in the world, you only need one word. You only need one word. Now, Mary got a revelation of that 37th verse, because that's the next point. See, with God, nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. It may look impossible. You may think your situation is impossible. You may think it's hopeless, but it's not. It's never hopeless. It's never beyond the power of God. God is bigger than anything. He's greater than anything. And with God, nothing is impossible. I want to believe God for miracles. I want to believe God for provision. I want to believe God that he is going to move supernaturally. I want to believe God for future generations. I want to believe God because the same Christ that was born 2,000 years ago is being born in the hearts and lives of people today all around the world. You know, we are connected to so many ministers and so many missionaries. I'm excited that I'm going to Peru in 2018 to preach the gospel. And I am super excited that in 2019, I am going to perform a wedding ceremony in Cana of Galilee. I mean, how awesome is that? Man, I can hardly contain myself. It might turn water into wine. I don't know. That was the first miracle of Christ, Gospel of John. With God, nothing is impossible. Here's the last and final thought. As we prepare to come to the table of communion. Because you only need one word. In the midst of this world's turmoil, you only need one word. In the midst of whatever trouble you're facing, you only need one word. In the midst of whatever trial you're going through, whatever tribulation is trying your faith, in the midst of all of that, you only need one Word. And the Word in Christmas is Christ. Hallelujah. He's all you need. He's all you need. He's all you need. And if you have Him, you have everything. That's why you only need one word. And that's why the angel said, thou shalt call His name Jesus. Hallelujah. Savior, Lord, Master. In the midst of all of the trouble, this Christmas, we only need one word. And that word is Christ. It's Jesus Christ. Do you know Him, my friends? Have you made Him your Lord and your Savior? If you have not, you can do that right now. I'm going to invite you to stand together with me tonight and ask the gentlemen to prepare the communion emblems. If you have never made Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, all you have to do is open your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender to You. I ask You to come into my life, remove my sin. I want to be a child of God. And the Bible says that when we receive Him, He gives us the power, the authority to become children of God. Hallelujah. And He'll begin to execute His Word in your life. Miracles will begin to explode in your life. Because with God, nothing is impossible. And the only word we need, the only word that we need, Christ. He's the only one. He's the only one. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank You that as we stand here tonight in this church building, Christmas Eve 2017, when we remember and we reflect about the birth that changed everything, when Jesus Christ was born into this world so that He could save and redeem all of humanity and reconcile us back into right standing with Almighty God. Restore us to fellowship with God. Father, as we are here tonight, You know the condition of every person. Father, You know where every heart is. God, You know every circumstance. You know everything that every person is dealing with here tonight. But God, I declare, according to Your word, they only need one word. All of us, we only need one word. His name is Christ. His name is Jesus.